Shalom v'racha, welcome everyone, Bez Hashem, continue with Tehillim Life Lessons, Shin number 48, Mizmor Chav Dalet, part 2 of Kapitol 24, Chav Dalet. Someone reached out to me, one of the listeners of the Shir, and he said that in the Machzorim for Yom Noraim, it says by this Kapitol, L'David Mizmor L'Hashem Arad Simloya, Tevil of Yoishveva, which we had mentioned, is also recited on Rosh Hashanah. Some also on Yom Kippur say it. That it says on the top of the Machzor that this kapitel is a skula for Parnasa. You say this kapitel, it's a skula for Parnasa. And he asked me if I'm familiar with the sources of where it says that it's a skula for Parnasa. How do you see a remez for that here in the actual Tehillim itself? Where do you see a remez, a hint, a mention of Parnasa in this kapitel? So the truth is, before we even can discuss Chav Dalid in the kapitel Chav Gimel, which was our previous perek, they bring from the Kisri Arizal in regards to perek Chav Gimel that Mizmor LeDavar Hashem Roi Lo Yechzor, says the Kisri Arizal, the Mizmor ze nikra Mizmor haParnasa. That Perik Chav Gimel in the Kisvei Arizal says is referred to as Mizmor haParnasa. Hainu de ba'amiros Mizmor ze yesh skulu leParnasa. That when a person recites says this Mizmor Perik Chav Gimel, it's a skulu for Parnasa. But the question was not on Chav Gimel, the question was on Chav Dalet. So, before we discuss a Mahalich, I want to share with you first from the Sefer and Tehillim of Sifsei Kedoshim. And the Pasuk Dalet tells us, first, Gimel, Miyale v'Har Hashem, who will go up to the Har Hashem, the Beis HaMikdash, or Miyakum v'Mkoyim Kodshoy. And who will remain v'Mkoyim Kodshoy, in his holy place? Answers David HaMelech, who is this person that will go up to the Har Hashem? This is a person of Niki Chapayim uvar Leivav. It's a person who is Niki Chapayim, which will explain means he's clean. Noki is clean. Chapayim are his palms. What are his palms clean from? It is clean from stealing. Niki chapayim means the person doesn't have any theft. Niki chapayim. Uvar leivav, and he has proper machshavas, proper thoughts. Asher lo yinoso lashav nashi, ulanishba limirmo. So what does it mean? Asher lo yinoso lashav nashi. He didn't make a shvua. He didn't swear falsely. He didn't lie with trickery. He didn't make a shvua lemirma with trickery as well. Explains the Sifsei Kedoshim that the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. One of the main three averus was what? Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is sheker. How is Avodah Zarah, how is idolatry sheker? Because a person is saying that this idol, this getchka, this whatever it might be, this false god, is Hashem, has a power. That's Avodah Zarah. It's a foreign Avodah Zarah. Zarah is foreign. It's a foreign god. That's a sheker. The bias Sheni was destroyed. Why? Because of Mirma. What's Mirma? Mirma is trickery. It's another way of saying Sinas Chinam. The Pasuk says in Yirmiyah, in fact, says, Befiv Sholem Esrayu Daber, with a person's mouth, he will speak peacefully with the person. He'll speak to the person nicely. However, Obekirboy Yosim Orvoy. But inside, the person is going to try to trap and ambush his quote-unquote friend. because he's going to trick him. It is sinas chinam. This mirma. So why do we ask? We said, mi yale bahar Hashem? Who will be able to go to the Har Hashem, to the Beis HaMikdash? So that's a person who doesn't have with him nikicha paim uvar leva v'asher lo yinosu l'ashov nashi v'lanishvu l'mirma. There's a person who didn't do the aveira of the Avodah Zarah, which is what destroyed the first Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, he'll be able to mi yale bahar Hashem. He'll be able to go to the Har Hashem because he didn't do Avodah Zarah. He wasn't Nishba, which we said Sheker, and Mirma, we said, is trickery, because a person smiles to someone, but really, he thinks, how can he get the better of this person? Which is another aspect of explaining of Sinas Chinam. So you have over here, Nishba is, we're saying Sheker, and Mirma, we're saying, is Sinas Chinam. So this person, Niki Chapayim, he's clean uvar levav of what? Of Avodah Zarah, and he's clean of Sinas Chinam. This is a person who will be Yale Ba'ar Hashem. Okay, beautiful pshat. Now let's come back to our original question. Where do you see a remez in the psukim themselves that this kapitel Chav Dalid is an Indian, is a school for Parnasa? So first we have to look at the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, all the way in the beginning, right in the beginning, Perek Risha in the first Perek, Halacha Beis. And over there, in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis, the Rambam asks, Omahein hakalois, omahein hachamurois. What are the averos that are the kalois, and what are the averos that are chamurois? That are very serious averus. So he says, "Hachamurois, the very serious averus, hein shechayoven aleihem misas bezdin. If a person transgresses an avera that carries with the punishment of it a misas bezdin, skila, sreifa, herig, nchenek, or the four capital punishments, this is what's called chamurois. Such a mitzvah that the person violated, he transgressed." This is called chamuros. Or, if it carries with it, kores. If a person does an avera, that carries with it isav kores, this is also the category of chamuros. And we're also, once again, discussing here tshuva, and now we have to do tshuva for these averas. What else does the Rambam say? One more category of what's called chamuros. And he says, v'shuas shov v'sheker. Swearing falsely or lying with the shvua, afal pi she'ein behen kares, hari hein minachamurais. Even though it doesn't carry with it the punishment of kares, it still falls into the category of chamurais, of very severe averus. So we have over here shvua shov and sheker, swearing falsely, carries with it the category of the chamurais, of the worst averus. Now let's go to attempt to answer the question, where is there a remez in this kapitel for a school for Parnassah? To this we turn to Dason and Aviram, where the Pasuk says by Moshe Rabbeinu that when Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid to go back to Mitzrayim because there were people who wanted to kill him. So Hashem says, don't worry, those people, they died. What's going on? What's the context over here? Who are these people that wanted to kill Moshe Rabbeinu? Then Hashem says, Mesu ha-nosh ma-shebikshu es-nafshecha. Who are these people? It's Dason v'Aviram. Dason v'Aviram, they died. So Hashem says, don't worry, go back to Mitzrayim, and those people that wanted to kill you, don't have to worry about them. So what's the obvious question? We all know Dason v'Aviram didn't die. Dasan Aviram were there throughout the Midbar, causing problems with the Mon, throughout all the time, until Ma'aseh Korach, with Korach as well. And then, that's in Parshas Korach, that's when they were taken out from this world. Literally. So what does it mean? What does it mean that the people died who were after you, who wanted to kill you? So Rashi, Chazal tell us, Rashi brings down Chazal, that an ani is choshev kemes, a person who is poor, he is considered like he is not alive, he's like a mace, he's dead. And therefore, dasan aviram were yayrid minichosov, they became poor, and therefore they are now chashuvim kemes, they won't, they're like, the status is that of a dead person, and they won't bother you anymore. What does this mean? Because since their whole power, when they had money, was to be able to go and be malshin and go speak against Moshe Rabbeinu to Paroi, now that they lost their money, they were yoyer minchosov, they were like aniyim, and an ani is choshev kemes. So that's what it means when Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, go back to Mitzrayim, and those people who are trying to cause you problems, don't worry, they won't cause you any problems because they are choshuvim kemes. No one's going to listen to the person who has no money. Okay. Two questions. Question number one, which we don't have, I don't have an answer for you now. I'm not going to discuss now. How did Dasan Aviram become wealthy? I don't know. But I want to suggest approaches how they lost their money. The Gemara in the Dharm tells us that a person who uses Shem Hashem, who swears, he is Yair ibn Chosef, he loses money, he uses Shem Hashem incorrectly, he uses it incorrectly, he was Yair ibn Chosef. I want to suggest like this. When Moshe Rabbeinu killed the Mitzri with the Shem HaMafirish, he used it properly to stick up for a Jew, to help another Yid. This was Dasan or Avir, one of them, that the Mitzri was hitting. They then heard Moshe Rabbeinu say the Shem Hashem, Shem HaMafirish, and they used it incorrectly. What do you expect from them? What else would they do with it? They would use the Shem Hashem incorrectly. And then they were Yoyed Min HaChosov. And as we said from the Rambam, this is Min HaChamurois. This is a very serious Avera. And they were Yoyed Min HaChosov. Now we turn to the Remez in Pasuk Dalid. Once again, Pasuk Gimel says, Miyale Bahar Hashem, Umiyakum Mekom Kodshoi. Who is the person that will get to the Beis HaMikdash? This is the person who is Neki Chapayim. He has no theft in his hands. He doesn't steal or violate. He has proper machshavas, proper thoughts. Asher Loi Nosu Lashov Nafshi, Loi Nishbo Lemirma. This is the person who didn't swear falsely. This is the person who didn't lie. Loi Nishbo Lemirma, with trickery. That type of person is going to lose his money. But we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives more midat tova is meruba than midat pranius. Midat tova, the positive, is even greater. So what happens next? Yisa baracha pasakei. Yisa baracha meis Hashem utstaka melekei yishoy. When a person doesn't swear falsely, when a person is careful with Shem Hashem, Yisa baracha meis Hashem, he will have a bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Utztaka melekei yishoy. And the HaKadosh Baruch Hu will deal with this person properly. That is one that the Ramazim want to share with you over here. The importance of being careful when you say Shem Hashem. When you make a bracha, to make the bracha the proper reverence, the proper awe, not just to quickly just say the bracha and done. Baruch atah Hashem. We discussed this numerous times. This is our share number 48. And we see over here that perhaps this is one of the Ramazim of a school for Parnassa. We also know, furthermore, that this is recited when you bring the Tzevet Torah back to the Aron Kodesh on Monday, Thursday, Mincha of Shabbos as well. And we know in a person, he follows the rules, he follows the Torah. That's also an inyan to get bracha from Hashem. To get bracha from Hashem is an inyan for Parnassah. And the third point is a remez over here when we said La Hashem Horatzim Loyo, and we mentioned that before a person makes a bracha, everything belongs to Hashem. We mentioned this in last year. Now we're focusing on a different angle. After he makes a bracha, it's as if now it belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, gives us the ability to own it. It's once again the bracha. We want bracha in our lives. Make the mea brachas b'chol yoyim. And bring bracha into your lives. Hashem ha'aretz u'mulaya. Hashem says, it's mine. Now, when you make the bracha, you get the aretz. You get the bracha. Yisa bracha me'eis Hashem. So perhaps these are different remazim of being careful not to make a shua, not to say Hashem's name in vain, not to just make a bracha without having proper kavana. Yisa bracha me'eis Hashem. Make the bracha before, make the bracha afterwards with proper kavana. As we said also from the Sifsei Kedoshim, that the person who is stays away from the Avodah Zarah, which we said is Sheker, which was destroyed, the first Beis HaMikdash, this is a person who is Yale Bahar Hashem, this is a person who will elevate himself, come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Beis HaMikdash, as well as he was Lo Nishba LeMirma. Mirma, we said, is Sinas Chinam, smiling to the person and thinking of a way, with trickery, how to harm the person. But this is a person who is Miyale Bahar Hashem. He's Neki Chapayim. He's clean from all of these types of things. Of Sheker, of Avodah Zarah, of Mirma, of Sinas Chinam. Asher Lo Yinoso LaShov Nashi Lo Yinishba LeMirma. I'd like to thank Rabbi Aaron who reached out to me with this question. And encourage others as well, all the listeners, to reach out if you have questions. Send a text message, a WhatsApp message, a voice message, an email, and please share your thoughts, questions. Looking forward. All the best. Hatzlacha Rabba Kol Tov.